Another exotic species that's taking over forests around the state is the Eurasian buckthorn, Rhamnus cathartica. I'm sure you've already heard of it. This shrub has sub-opposite leaves, meaning they aren't quite opposite each other on the stem, and some actually look alternate. They have arcuate venation like the dogwoods. However, the leaves are toothed. The twigs come to a sharp point, and the bark is dark gray and shiny smooth on younger stems. They form an abundant crop of black berries that are borne in the axils of the leaves, and they're dispersed far and wide by birds. Buckthorn, too, has a very wide ecological tolerance, and it's incredibly invasive. It's more shade-tolerant than bush honeysuckle, so it penetrates deeper into forests and often forms single-species thickets that outcompetes native vegetation. It leafs out earlier and loses its leaves later than most of our native species, so it shades out our beloved spring ephemerals as well as tree species. It's really a problem, and there are a lot of efforts around the state to eradicate it, although it's extremely difficult to eradicate because if you cut it, it sprouts again from its roots. And, of course, spraying herbicide in forests has other unintended and negative consequences.
Its less common cousin, Frangula ulnus, the glossy buckthorn, has alternate leaves.
And it's also invasive, but only on wet sites, so it's not nearly as widespread around the state. Incredibly, both species can still be purchased as ornamentals in garden stores in some parts of the country, although this is changing as people realize the negative impact of these plants on our native species.